Yuma Perakei Mishnah Vov. Hizo al Tahore Shal Mizbeach Sheva Pavim. In the last mission, we described in with a lot of details the Nesinas Pashtus, Nesinas Adom, but on the Kronos with the sides of the Mizbeach. Now we're going to talk about something else. The Nusach of Tahore Shal Mizbeach, the Mufarshim, the Gemara's Mazbir, is the place that was cleaned up, Tahore, the place that was now Tahor. Tahor could mean also something that's not mezgala, something that's not clean. So over here, what we're talking about is the top of the mizbeach hazov. Remember, the gecholim were there because that's where he was makta the keteris. So Mela, what he did was now he was mechata the gecholim. Of course, now with his hand, he pushed the gecholim to either side and he cleared a space in the middle of the mizbeach hazov. And now he was maza al this mokem tohoroi shom mizbeach sheva pomim. He was mazik connected that. Shiyore hadom, he took the rest of the dam. This is the finale of the Avodah Zadam. What are we talking about? We're talking about the Avodah Zadam of the dam par and dam soy mixed together. So we're talking about this is now the finale, the same way by other Avodahs also, let's say by Shtayim Shein Arba, or Arba Avodahs of Nesinas Hadam by Korban Chatos. Again, the finale of the Avodah is Shvichas Hashirayim on the Yisoid. When you learn Masechet Zvachim, there's a lot of raid about what the status is of Shiyore Hadom. After the Avodas Hadam is done, what's chal in the dam is that it becomes, it's not anymore dam ho'imid la'azol, l'zriko, n'sino, it's Shiyore Hadom. What's the din of Shiyore Hadom? But over here, al tzaseidu avoydu, they take the Shiyore Hadom and their shoyfich, al yisoid ma'rovi shomazbeach hachitzoin, v'shomazbeach hachitzoin, ho yishoyfich al yisoid hadroimi. This needs a little bit hesper. The Yisoid, it of course, means a foundation. What it means is it was the bottom amma of the Mizbech that stood towering high in the Azora, had one amma that stuck out a little bit, another amma outside the base, kiviyokal, of the Mizbech, stuck out a little bit. That base sticking out was called the Yisoid. It's at the bottom. That base did not go all the way around. Xez HaKosu, we learn out of Psukim. It went fully along the Tzofen side, fully along the Ma'ariv side, a little bit on the Dorim side, which means that the rest of the Dorim side did not have a Yisoid. Also, Kimat, the whole Mizruch side, the same as the Dorim side, also did not have, except for a little bit in the corner. So, Lamashal, by Zrikas Dam of Shtayim Shein Arba, where the Torah says that you have to make Soviv Lamizbeach Avod Sadam, by Oilo, by Shlom, by other Karbonis. Over there, in order to put Soviv, you had to put on two corners where it would affect all four sides, but you had to put it on the Yisoid. The only two sides that are Zeh L'Umah Zeh that have a corner are only the Droimis Marovis and the Mizrach Tzofon. There was a Yisoid on the Tzofon Marovis, but it's not opposite. The Dor Mizrach didn't have any Yisoid. So that's where the Shtayim Shein Arba was. Vinishvi, there's a chilik opinions over here. There's a machlek stanoim. Where was the Yisoid? There was a nekiv there where the dam was went down. Where was the dam put? And there's a lot of different chilukim in that. Because the moshul, there's where Yayin was put. There's various things that were poured onto the Mizbeach. And there's a shadow where each one of these, which Yisoid, was each one of these things in. So the Tanakhama by us says that the Shiore Adom of these Korbanos HaPnimiyos were on the Yisoid Marovi of the Mizbeach HaChitzon. The way we described it is the Chayra. The Yisoid really ran alongside the whole Marovi side from Tzof and the Dorim, just on the Dorim side, stopped a little bit in. But there were two Nekovim, two small holes. One was on the southern Yisoid, which was the little part of the Dorim that had. And then there was one which was really not too far away, on the same corner, but it was a little bit more on the Ma'ariv side. It's on the Ma'ariv side, but kimat by the end, kimat by the Droimis. So they're really near each other. And the Mishnah over here says, the Yisoid, the Gemara says, is that where the Kohen meets up with first, that's the Nekev that the Dam should be put in. So in the Karbonis, where he's coming, Mibifnim, he's coming out of the Hechel, the first side he meets up with is on the Ma'ariv side. So he pours a Benekev Droimis. Masha'enkin, the Mizbeach HaChitzon, the Kevesh of the Mizbeach, is on the Tzad Droimi. So when he comes down the Kevesh, the first part of the Mizbeach that he would face is the Yisoid Droimi. Now, it happens to be the Gemara brings that Batsan and Machlek Sushen, the Mishnah Soisim. There's one sheet of Rabbi Shmuel that holds that both of them were Nishpochim al Yisoy de Maravi. Rabbi Shimon, the Tanah Rabbi Shimon holds, Zevazen Nishpochim al Yisoy, Droimi. The Gemara goes to the whole Cheshm with Psukim and Svaras. What the Mishnah says is, Elu ve'elu Misarvim, when they went into the neck, if they went down, they drained out from under the Mizbech. Misarvim Bama, there was a stream there that carried out the dam mixed with the water. V'yotzel Nachal Kidron, that's what went out to Nachal Kidron, which was flowed downward from was outside Yerushalayim. The Nachal Kidron flowed out from the stream flowing out from the under the Azora, flowed out to the Nachal Kidron. V'nimkoren leganonin lezevel. It's an interesting point, which is not really shak to the Avoida. Stamazoi, the water that came out of Nachal Kidron had mixed in it a certain amount of dam. And because of that, the Mishnah says, the Gemara says, interestingly, that it was very valuable because it was very good for fertilizer. The sand. Talking about very far away from the Beis HaMikdash. L'chayr, if somebody is being nana from the dam, he's being moel behegdish. Shtei don, nimkoren leganon lezevel, it was sold. It doesn't have a din of kedushas mizbeach anymore. Dam that's oimid lezriko, it's oimid leshvicha shirayim, is oimid lavoideh, as kedushas aguf. But here, the dam, that it, since it was already poured, when it comes out, it might be the property of Hegdish. It might be Kedushas Beder Kabayis, but it's not Kedushas Aguf. Because it's Kedushas Beder Kabayis, it could be sold. We had a lot of this in Misach HaShkolim. It could be sold. It could be nifteh on money that was given. So anybody would give it. Umayal and Bahen, there is meal in it. Therefore, it has to be bought. It has to be nifteh from the property of Hegdish. In actuality, the Gemara says that there's a klal ein lechadova shenasim mitzvah so moelin boy. Anything that the mitzvah sheba hegdish was done to it, it's like the afer that was already burnt on top of the mizbeach. You can't be moelin it if the offer was already taken off the trumas hadashen. Then it was already chal in it that it's post any avoida. If it's post any avoida, the kedushas aguf goes off, and it's not the regular kedushas domim. Kedushas domim, kedushas Beder Kabayis, is not just a downgrade. It's a different thing. It's property of Hegdish. This was not given to Hegdish Alt's property. It was given Alt's Kedushas Karbonis. Once it has no purpose anymore in the Seder or Avoida, there's no Milo. So this din that Umoyal in Bahan, and it has to be Nimkorn, Ganon Lezevel, is really only a din. The Rabbana, that's the Maskona of the Shittas over here. Even that is Machloikis Tanoim. The Gemara in Daf Nuntes brings a sheet to the Chachom that holds that there's no Mi'ilah B'domim, period. It's another drasha, they learn out L'dam Nosat L'cho, so it's Mafkiah from Hegdish. Other things maybe would have Hegdish. Dam Hegdish doesn't have Mi'ilah Nochaklal. That's not the Yisrael V'al Mishnah, it's also in Psochem. Just to make a summary of the Seder Avoides Hadam Hapar V'dam Asor, it's what's called B'loshen Chazal, the Seder Avoides of Mem Gimel of the Avodah Saddam. It's 43 chalokim. And all of them are likuva. There's the 8, the achas lamala v'sheva lamata the dam hapar, inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. There's the 8, the achas lamala v'sheva lamata the dam hasoyer. So that's 16. There's 8 more midam hapar and 8 more midam hasoyer. That was bahechol neger aparoiches, hazo achas lamala v'sheva lamata. So that's 4 times 8 is 32. There were 4 from the dam that was mixed together on the kronois, where we describe malamala lamata, lamata lamala, that's 4 more, that's 36. And then there's another 7 al toharoi shel mizbeach for a grand total of 43. Of course, since we're talking about avodas yom kippurim and everything, we're talking about dvorim nizgovim that are keneged the pillars, the foundations of Klai Yisrael. We'll just add one more thing, one more detail, lema'ainim. The number 42 is a very full number. 42, there's a shame membeis in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's membeis masois Klai Yisrael had to wander. When Klai Yisrael was found wanting in the Midbar, they didn't stand up to their darga when they left Har Sinai, they had to wander before going into Yitzhak 42. The same Avodah Yom HaKippurim is supposed to be a mechaper. It's supposed to bring them to a higher level. The number 43. It's one of the Ramazan that are here. Let's go to the next Mishnah. Mishnah Zayin. Kol ma'aseh yom ha'kippurim ha'omer al ha'seder. All the chalokim of the avodah of Yom Kippur that's mentioned over here, Legabi the Ketores, Legabi the Avodah Zadam, all the details. Im higdim maisa lechaveri le'osa klum. The Seder is le'ikuvo. It has to be done. Higdim dama par le dama soir. Yachzim v'yazim idama por lacha dama soir. It doesn't passel the carbon, but the Avodah of the dam hapor is not chal, and neither is the dam asor. So you have to go back. You don't have to do the dam hapor again, because the dam hapor is the first, that's good. But the dam asor that was before the dam hapor, that's not chal. So you have to go back. Yachzim v'yazim idam hasor lacha dam hapor. Now here a word of explanation is necessary, because there's a major machlokes tanoim. The Rav is mekatzer. And on the Lashon of the Mishnah, Komaisi Yom HaKippurim, that's Ma'akev, he says, Kol Avodah She'ovid B'Bigdei Lavon, Bifnim U'Beheichel. So we have a description of whatever was done B'Bigdei Lavon, which means it's Miyuchid for Yom Kippur. It's not anything that was done B'Bigdei Zov. But he counts anything that was done Bifnim and Beheichel. Those are also part of the, what the Torah calls Likuva, that it has to be done, the Seder Avodah Hadam of Yom Kippur has to be done exactly the way it's written. All that is Li'ikuvo. Lemaisa, the Gemara on Daf Samach brings a machlokes tanoim. Reb Yehuda holds that the only chelke who avoided that in Ma'akir are the chelik that's Bigdei Lavon Bifnim. The Dama Par and Dama So over here that we're talking about in the Mishnah is the Dama Par and Dama So of the Achz Lamal Shev Lamata that was done inside the Kodesh HaKadosh. But the avoda of that was done B'Bigdei Lavon Bachutz, that is not ma'akiv. And the Tanur of Nechemya holds, no, this is a brisa that brings these two shittas. The Tanur of Nechemya holds that avodas that were done B'Bigdei Lavon Ben Bifnim Ben Bachutz is ma'akiv. Only the avodas that were done B'Bigdei Zov, like we said, Masha also. Even on that, there's machlokes rishonim, what's called Bifnim, what's called Bachutz. Rashi in the sugi says Bifnim means Kodesh HaKadoshim, Chutz means Heichel V'Azora. The Rambam says no. The Svar says like the Rambam. Even the Chelik of the Avodas Hadam that was done in the Heichel is part of what's Miyuchid. Normally there wasn't Avodas Hadam that was done in the Heichel, so that's also Miyuchid Shebe Miyuchid. V'Yom Kippur, it's in the middle of the Seder Li'kuvo, that everything has to be exactly the Seder, includes even the Hazois Hadam that were done in the Heichel. The rationale behind the other sheet, behind the sheet of the Rashi is that that's not 100% true. There is chatois apnimiyos, like we said, par helem, the korbanos of a melech, or the kind of the, or the korbanos of the Sanhedrin, that word did have azov bifnim. So in the heichel, so the heichel is not yet part of the extremely kuvo in the seder of the seder ha'avodas adam of the kodesh hakodashim. L'maisa, how to learn the shita of the Rambam is not so poshut. There's a beautiful piece of Chiddush Reb Chaim Alevi al Rambam in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippur in Perkei Halacha Aleph that he has a subchilik. Well, we just mentioned that the Heichel is a mokrim which is not shaykh to the Likuvo. The Torah says chuko, it has to be done with precision exactly on Yom Kippur, but that which was done, the Heichel is a mokrim, but there was Avodah the rest of the year. Says Reb Chaim, not so poshut. And this is the way he learns in the Rambam. The chelek of the Heichel until the Mizbeach Hazov, there was every day Keteris, there was every day the Menorah, and there could be even Hazor Saddam over there. But on the Peroiches, which was on the other side of the Mizbeach, that's already shaykh to the Bifnim. So that does have the special chukah, the Li'ikuvah of Avodas Yom HaKippur. Now the Mishnah is going to bring in a whole new idea. Im ad sheloi gomar as hamatonis shebifnim, nishpach hadom. Not the problem was that it was done the wrong order. Let's say after the avodas dam, he was about to put it down the can, and the whole mizrak of dam tipped over, and there's no more dam. He can't do any more. It's only kuva. He can't do any more the avodas hadam. That's in the Heichel, because the rest of the Dam HaPor, the rest of the Dam HaSor is gone. So then you have no choice, and you have to bring Yovi Dam Acher. He's going to have to shecht another, if it was the Par, he's going to have to shecht another Par. If it's a Sor, he's going to have to shecht another Sor. And he's going to have to go through the whole Seder again, and he's going to have to start again the Kodesh Kedoshim, because it has to be done all HaSeder. Yovi Dam Acher, V'yachzeh V'yazeh B'tchilo B'fnim. V'chein behechel, v'chein b'mizbeach hazov, v'chelek that was in the hechel k'neged aparoiches, v'chein b'mizbeach hazov, sh'kulan kapor b'fnei atzmo. What this is telling us is that he doesn't have to go back. We don't see the eight hazois, achas amala v'shev lamata b'fnim, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the eight hazois, or the ones, let's say, on the mizbeach hazov, as all one seder. It's not like it was nishbach in the middle of the eight in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Each one is a separate seder avodas adam. If it's spilled in the middle of the eight, then you're going to have to go back and you're going to have to shecht another par. And you're going to have to redo the whole eight hazois. But if the dam bifnim was done already, then you could go back and you could shecht another par. You don't have to go back inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim to do another hazois, achslam alav v'shev lamat. You could start from the seder avodah in the heichel. Because each seder, Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Shmoina Keneged HaParoiches, the Arba on the Mizbeach Hazov, and the eight, the seven that were Al Tohore Shel Mizbeach, each one is a separate Seder Avodas Adam. But, remember, a few Prokem ago, when we started the Seder of the Shechita Sapar, there's a Chelek Likuva that the Shechita Sapar was given over to a Kohen who's stirring it Al Rav Revi Shel Mizbeach. And thereafter, the Kohen went a whole different direction. The Kohen Gadol went to take Ketores with Gecholim from the Mizbeach HaChitzoy, and he made Chafino, and he went in, and he did the Avodas HaKetores, and he went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That Likuva has to be done after the Shechitas Par. So if you're going to have to go back because of a Tzorich in the Seder Shechitas HaParo, you're going to have to go back and do the Chafinas HaKetores, etc., etc. again. Rub Kiveg and the Tveres Yisrael make the Cheshmet based on the Gemara. If Nishbach Dam HaSoyer, the Dam HaSoyer was only done, the Shechit of the Soyer, that is, was only done after the Avodas HaKetores and after the Shechitas Dam HaPar, so that's not a problem. The fact that you're going to have to go back and Shech the Soyer again doesn't pass on the Ketores. But with the Dam HaPar, that's a real problem. So this is the Seder Likuvo. And again, the Mishnah finishes off, Shekulon kapora bifnei atzmon. Each seder of Ritzu Hadam, the Lashon of the Pasuk is, V'chilo michaper es ha-koydish, ves oil moed, ves ha-mizbeach. Es ha-koydish clearly means the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Oil moed means the Heichel. Mizbeach is the Mizbeach Hazov. So each one is a separate seder of Avodas Hadam. Rebbe Lozov, Reb Shimon Oimrim, Mimokim sheposak mishom hu maschil. They hold that even each Seder Ho'avoido, let's say the eight keneged the Peroiches in the Hechel, and the dam spilled, you have to go back and shecht another par, but you don't have to start again. If it spilled three Hazois in, continue number four, number five, number six, number seven. Each Hazo is considered a separate Mechaper, and each one has a separate Shem Bifnei Atzmo. So they're not likuva with each other. We'll give another example where this type of machlokes would play itself out. If you look at each seder of eight hazois and so on being done as a whole avodah, as one avodah, so moshal gabi dinim of pigel shalei lishma, there could be a chilik between a zrika that was done on legabe di isurim or the chalois shem pigel, legabe a half an avodah. Mefagel b'chatzi matir, it's called, we're not learning Zvachim now, but just as an example for those that know a little bit the Nyonim. So the chatzi matir would be a half an Avodas Adam. What's called a half an Avodas Adam? Four of the hazois that were done connected to Hechel, is that an chatzi Avoda? Or do we see all eight as one Avoda? We see each hazois as a separate Avoda. We see each one as a separate Avoda, then each one is not a chatzi dover. But if we see all eight together as one avodah, then they have a shame only as a full avodah together when they're done all eight with that makshava. It's just another example of the same idea.